is sincerely because I know that Rav Brazil will not appreciate a long-winded introduction. It's precisely why, one of the reasons why I'm so excited that we have the opportunity tonight and over Shabbos to host Rav Brazil back again here in camp. I'm going to keep it just very, very short. That there are very few individuals in our generation, our door, have had different elements of hashpa that Rav Brazil has. Everybody knows Rav Brazil's Nagunim, singing here every single El Shabbos, and in most homes in Klal Yisrael that are singing, Nagunim are singing is Nagunim. But more than the Nagunim of the past that have influenced this generation, it's the Derech Avoda, which now has become more in vogue to sit together to Fabreng in the context of a Hisvados or an Oneg, a Shadivei Torah, in a comfortable and open way. More and more, that's what we're seeing in the world is working and what we're responding to. Because the world is starting to catch up a little bit to Rav Shmuel. The world is starting to catch up a little bit to the Derech HaAvoda that Rav Brazil has been leading. And I've been among the leaders of those who are trying to be Mashpia and Klal Yisrael with heart, Erlichkeit, from a place of Tarli Bein Lovdecha Be'emes, with Simcha and with Pnimius, turning, learning and singing and Yiddishkeit into a Derech Avoda that comes from a very deep place in a very real way. The yeshiva that Rav Brazil founded as Rosh Yeshiva of Ziva Torah in Yerushalayim has become synonymous with that Derech HaAvoda. And yeshivas all over Eretz Yisrael and all over the world are clamoring to get a little bit of a whiff, a little bit of a taste of that Derech. So we're very fortunate to have Rav Brazil with us here tonight to turn Thursday night into Erev Shabbos and to be with us throughout this the Shabbos. I want to thank Rav Dovi and Yocheved Brazil for helping enable this opportunity by being here, by being Rav Brazil's family. So we're very fortunate to have them always, and very fortunate to have Brazil with us here tonight. So it's a big schus for us as a tzibur, as a kehila, to welcome him back, and we hope that we'll have the opportunity to continue learning together with and from Rav Brazil. Thank you very, very much.
We're in special times for Klal Yisrael. An Eis Tzara you have to make a cheshbon hanefesh. Self-introspection. What role do we play during these times? I'd like to talk a little bit about one of the concepts that we can make a cheshbon hanefesh to better ourselves or to perceive ourselves in the correct light and maybe even to change ourselves. That should serve as a merit. Zuchus. And this Eis Tzara to bring Yeshua for Kol Klal Yisrael. Eila Maaseh B'nei Yisrael Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim L'Tziv Yisrael. These are the journeys of the Yidden who went out of Mitzrayim. The Torah is very specific, referring to the journeys, the 42 journeys that Yidden went through the Midbar. But it also talks about other journeys. It talks about the Dalet Goliuses, the journeys of Klal Yisrael, different cultures. The Megala Amukis writes, Eila Masei Bnei Yisrael's Moshitavis, Eila Edoim, Mem Masei Modai, Bnei Bovel, Yisrael Yavon, the four Goliuses. When the Golas Edom, that's a journey. So there's a general journey of the Midbar, there's a journey of the Dalet Goliuses, and there's a journey of each Yid in this world. Journeying from a beginning to a destination. I'd like to connect the beginning of the parsha to the end of the previous parsha. At the end of Matis, many times Matis Masai, Pasuk says, Yoyer ben Menashe holach vayul kodes chavoyseyem, vayikra eshen chavoys Yoyer. The Torah says that Yoyer ben Menashe, he went and he conquered chavoyseyem, villages. Vayikras, and he gave it a name. What's the name? Chavois Yoyer. The villages of Yoyer. Chavois Yoyer, the villages of Yoyer. And the Torah continues, V'noivach. Noivach, another person, Holach Vayilkodes, Kenos, he conquered Kenos, Vespinaisel. And the suburbs. Vayikra lo, and he called it Noivach Bishmo. He called it Noivach. Bishmo, after his name. So the Torah relates of two people, two individuals who conquered territory. Yoyer ben Menashe, he conquered these villages called Chavoyseyem, and he called it Chavois Yoyer, the villages of Yoyer. And then there's a second individual, Noivach. He went and he conquered Kenos. And he called it Noivach. Seemingly they both called it after their names. Chavois Yoyer. Noivach. And yet the Torah only says, by Noivach, he called it, by Yikro Lo Noivach, Bishmai. What about the previous person? Chavos Yoyer? Yoyer ben Menashe? That's not Bishmo, it's also Bishmo. And then Rashi adds on a medrash. Very interesting. He says, Vayikra lo Noivach Bishmo. He called it Noivach Bishmo. What is the law? It doesn't say that by Yoyer. And Rashi says, it's one of those difficult Rashi's, challenging because it's diktuk. And Rashi says, law ain't no mapik hay. It doesn't have a mapik hay. There's no dot in the hay. The law. You don't have that mapik hay. And what does that indicate? That it's weak without that dot. Inside the hay, law, it's weak, rougher. And the mashma in the medrash, it says that as if it would say, not law to her, to it, it's low. No. As if it was written Lamed Aleph, without a mapik hay. What does that mean? It means that even though this Noach went and captured Knos, he called it Noach Bishmo, but it was low. It didn't last. That Noach didn't last. The city didn't last. Didn't have continuity. It was as if it's Vayikra Loi. It didn't work out as planned. But Chavos Yoyer, it did work out. Chavos Yoyer had a continuity. Why is it? Why is it? Why, each one called it by their name. Chavos Yoyer. And this is called Noach. Both names. And yet Noach was not zoiche to have it. His city last. By equal law. Low. And Yoyer continued and continued and continued. What's the difference between the two? Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal says the following, and this is yesod in life, and it's something that we have to grapple with many times as we take our journey through life. Everyone has an identity. We identify with certain things. Who am I? How would I describe myself? My identity. My ID. Today you're only a number anyway. But beyond the number and the superficiality of life, of a culture, there must be something. A person looks at himself. Who am I? To identify with something that's peripheral of life, with objects, with food, with restaurants, vacations, sports teams, designer clothing, vacations, cars. Someone asked you, like, who are you? Tell me your identity. Well, I'm a Republican. I like the Bahamas. I play tennis. Those are objects. Those are labels. If you strip a person from today's culture, from the labels that he wears around him, and that associations, what is he left with? Things that are objects that surround a person are not really him or her. Yeah, there's an expression, we can go to Manhattan, go to a fancy store, designer clothing, spend $10,000, head to toe, new clothing. You walk out, I'm a new man. A new look doesn't make you into a new man. You're the same person as you were before. It's just missing $10,000. Nothing changed. Physical things don't last forever. If you identify yourself with physical things, then it's not a true identity. With spiritual things, with insight, with a chokhmah that becomes part of you, that's an identity that's within a person. Chavois yoyer. How do you look at things that we go through life and accumulate? We put in our rishus. We put in our malchus. Whether it's a home, whether it's car, whether it's money. How should we look at that? Whether it's my work, whether it's my schooling. Chavois yoyer. He captured these villages and he called it Chavois yoyer. Chavois yoyer means the villages of your year. These are the villages of your year. They're not me. I don't call them your year because they're not me. That's not my identity. It's a means. It's a means to an end. But it's not me. Noivach Vayikra lo Novach Bishmo. Now they don't belong to me. They are Novach. You see yourself as an identity of a city? And that's you? That's your whole essence? That's your whole life? That cannot have continuity. Things that belong to you, which are not really you, they're tools. Then you're doing the correct thing, and it lasts. You're in control of it. It's not in control of you. And Schwab says that's a big difference here. Is it chavos yoyer, or just novach? Does it belong to you, or it's you? In English, we could say, I have. I have. Belongs to me. I have. There's an I. And what I have is the I. We identify physical things. Take Lashon HaKodesh. How do you say, I have? Yesh li. You can't say, ani. Aniyesha, no, that won't work. It doesn't work. You don't start up with an ani. Yeshli, what does yeshli mean? There is to me. There's no such thing as I have. It doesn't begin with an I. Identify with this I, me and this object. Yeshli, there is to me. There's a chavashila here. It belongs to me. But it isn't me. It's not Noivach. No, Novach. Lashon Noveach means to bark. A dog barks. Chazal tell us
What do the dogs bark?
Hani kalben de chatsifin. They say, have, 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 have. Give, 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 give. Dogs always want, give, give, give me, give me, give me, give me. I want to take, I want to take, I want to take. More, 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 more. That's what a dog is. Have, have. Something else is controlling them. They're not in control of their emotions. They're not in control of their instincts. Have, have. Give, give. We have to know what our identity is. Let's make a cheshbon nefesh and think about it. The pasuk says, "Saviv Rishoyim Yishalochem." The Rishoyim go Saviv. Saviv means around, the peripheral. They're away from the nucleus, they're away from the center. They live a life that's superficial, on the outside. A new gadget, a new toy, something to keep them busy. If it wouldn't be for cell phones, they'd probably have a heart attack because they have to face up to what they are as empty lives. So they're always busy. It's great. You don't got to think anymore. Soviet. Their life is all about labels and associations, belonging to others. They have their chashivas through vicarious other experiences, but not from their own panemius. They're empty. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Kisif einecho bo veinenu. Kinas alo kenofayim. And Shlomo HaMelech is talking about gashmias, physical things of this world. And he's talking about the rich person. You blink your eye, it's not here anymore. It has wings. Kinesha Yolof Hashemayim. It's like an eagle that flies to Shemayim. Rich people. Money. Chazal tell us, money, azuz, zuz, you know why it's called azuz? Zuz, it's moving, cash flow, it's moving, you have it, it's not going to be there for you forever, it's going to be zuz, it's going to move. Nechasim, property, it's yaitzei mizeh, nichnas lazeh, goes out of one person, it goes to somebody else. Mois, mois is money, lashon of ace. Ace, time. Time sharing. Some he has it. The next time he's not going to have it. Someone else is going to have it. It's a low. It's a low and an aleph. It doesn't last. Kinesha. Shlomo says, it's like an eagle that just flies and soars away. So today I was sitting, I went to check it out. Dollar bill, $10 bill, $5 bill, 20, hundreds, take a look. They all have an eagle. An eagle. An eagle. American eagle. Money. Shlomo HaMelech says, Kinesha Yav Hashemayim. You identify yourself with money? It'll be like the Nesha. Doesn't last forever. I don't have to can't take it with you either. If we would understand the depth of what it means the media, advertisement, commercials. They spend millions and millions of dollars for the right commercial. And the whole purpose is for you to identify with their product. It's brainwashing. They say, if you want happiness, if you want pleasure, this product is going to do it. You can identify pleasure with this product. Fulfillment is with this product. So then you identify the concepts, happiness, fulfillment, with their product. And if you don't have it, then you're not happy and you're not fulfilled. Check it. Because it's all peripheral. It's all soviv. David HaMelech says of himself, Va'ani tefila. He says, who am I? What's my identity? I am tefila. David HaMelech identified himself with a ruchnius, with a panemius that comes from within. I am tefila. But we do with tefila for Mara for 20 minutes. The whole day David was tefila. Not that he took a sitter and he davened. It was a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was a realization that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. And that everything has to come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. His essence was tefillah. David HaMelech says in another place, Tilim Kufchaf, Ani Shalom. On Shabbos we don't wear tefillin. A person has to have two eisais. Two signs on him. Bris Milah and Tefillin. So what happened Shabbos? Shabbos is also called an ois. What's the pshat that Shabbos is also called an ois, a sign? You on Shabbos are the ois of Shabbos. You become Shabbosnik. Who's the Ani? Ask yourself, who is my Ani? You want to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam? You have to know who's the Ani. Who are you? What do you really identify with? What's my essence? They once asked the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. Someone had a taina on a niggun. It was on the niggun of Ano Avdo the Kudsh Bricha when it first came out, a number of years ago. I know. It was Yossi the Kumsitz just now. That was the niggun. So he said, he doesn't understand, because when you say Ano after the Kudsh Brichu, you say Ano three times. Ano. And then you say, I'm an Eved of a Kodesh Baruch only once. I'm a sugarman. Okay. That was his time to the Rosh Yeshiva. How can it be you say Ano three times and an Eved is only once? So the Rosh Yeshiva said to him, you know, if you don't know who the Ano is, you can't be an Eved of a Kodesh Baruch Hu either. Get it straight. The Ano has to be clear. Then you can be an Eved of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we don't know who the Ano is, and what we identify with, how do you expect us to be an Eved? It's not that we don't live in this world. We're not ascetics. We don't got to deny this world. It's just the opposite. Korban Shlamim. Everyone gets a portion. The Kahanim, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Balim. They all eat the meat, the steaks. We have to work. Even though it's a curse for Adam Arishon, but we do work. Kill the chicken. But what am I? Am I a worker? Or I need to make a panasa? I gotta have Shabbos. I gotta send my kids with a good chinuch. I gotta do achnosas orchim. I gotta do mitzvahs. I have to have money. But that's not me. Don't think for a second that's you. It's a role you play, but that's it. That's not your essence. It's a role. So Mari Dika Gemara, they'll tell us, Chanoich. There it talks about Chanoich. He was a tzaddik, and Hashem took him away before his time, so he should remain a tzaddik. Kilokocha yalakim. Chazal say on this Chanoich. What was his profession? What was his profession? He was a shoemaker, a shuster. He was a shoemaker, but he wasn't just a shoemaker. Al kol tefira utfira. On every stitch, he was miyached yichudim, unifying unifications, a Kabbalistic term, connecting all the worlds, the upper worlds, the upper worlds. On every stitch, he was miyached yichudim. There are different interpretations of what that means. The Mekubalim say, oh, miyached yichudim, okay. Up there. The Balei Musa say, oh, it means that on every stitch, he said it should be the best material, it should be the best workmanship and the best craftsmanship, and I should rip the guy off. You know. That's the Balei Musa. One of the Altamira, the Meir Yeshiva said, I'll tell you what the pshat is. On every stitch, he was miyached yichudim means he said to himself, I'm not a shoemaker. I'm not a shoemaker. That's not me. He didn't lose his identity because of his profession. You think that's an easy job? Let me tell you. Being bombarded with a tsunami from the outside world, from the culture that we live in, it's a very difficult task to remember who you are. Avraham Avinu on one side of the world and the whole world on the other side. Not easy. But I'm sure he has it over every day and says, who am I? I'm not them. I'm a Yid. I'm a Tzal Malakim. I have a Neshama. I have Torah. I got Shabbos. I got Mitzvahs. I got Tikkun HaMidos. I'm not these barbaric people. Chanoich, on every stitch. What do you think chinuch is about? Chinuch, chanoich. What are educators supposed to teach the children who come to learn? What's chinuch? Be like chanoich. Every stitch. Whatever the child does and grows up in life and he's launched into adulthood, he has to know, who am I? What's my identity? That's real chinuch. Like chinuch. What kind of people are we going to be? The Yeshli people? The Chavos Yoyer? Or the Noveach? Or the Noivach that say, this is me, this is me, this is me. Money, money, power, COVID. More food and more food. Let's go to the next level and the next level. For the sake of what? Maasei, we're going through Maasei. When I get through Maasei, go back a two psukim. Play how to get through Maasei of life. Not just Maasei of life, but Maasei of Golus. What are you, a Jewish American or American Jew? Think about that. A Jewish American or American Jew? What's your identity? Same two words. World of a difference. Do you look at Olam Hazeh as a Noveach, someone who barks and says more, 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 more? Or you look at it as Yesh Li. Yesh Li. Gotta use your head. Society doesn't want you to let you use your head. To think of emes. Even in the word Yisrael is Yesh Li. With a resh. The resh is the resh. Use your brains. Think. Hashem gave us a seichel and a shama for Torah. And when you dovek to Torah, then you become yesh li. It's chavos yoyer. It's not an I. That's not my identity. My identity is Torah. My identity is the Ribbono Shel Olam. My identity is Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bita Hirahi. English word identity. Sometimes the languages all came out from Lashon HaKodesh. Everything came from Lashon HaKodesh. Look in the Rashi, Totafos, Shema. Something to analyze the language, and it tells a lot. Identity. ID. It's the first two letters of idiot. He said, wow, that's, what are you trying to do with that, Brazil? A person could live a life of id, Freudian, so now he tells about the id, the taiva, the drive of lust, the yetzer hara, is a life of id. The drive in man that says, have, give me. I have, give me. It's always wanting more. You could be an id person. And your whole life is, I identify with the physical. Identity becomes an id entity. You can make your identity an id entity. and then you're just an idiot. Chazal say, "Ein adam chayte elo nichnachs boi ruach." What do you think? Ruach, shtos. You do averus only when the stupidity comes inside you. The Yetzer HaKara controls you. He manipulates you. Shtus! The Yid takes over. Not the Yid, the Id. Or you could have a different identity. It's not this world. My identity is not this world. Big Sadiqim said that the first thought that you think of when you wake up in the morning, before you say my da'ani, is Olam Haba. First thought. You know why? Everything goes after the rashis. You think the first thought, Olam Haba, Gan Eden. That's my essence. That's who I am. That's my identity. I'm a Ben Olam Haba. Call Yisrael, Yeshlam, Chelek, Olam Haba. If you look at yourself as a Ben Olam Haba, this world is transient. It's not going to last. It's fleeting. Ka'oif Pareach. Ukechalom Yov. Yatom Melokil Kai Vachayim. If you identify with Atahu Melech, then you're Chai V'Kai. Otherwise, it's nothing. That's going to be your identity. Zero. You can be your Id entity, and that's your identity. Or you could be Aiden Titi. Aiden is Gan Eden. Titi means give to me. Give to me. I want to have Aiden. I want to have Ruchnius. I want to have Torah. That's an identity. That's my essence. Because I have a neshama. Let me connect to that. Instead of an identity of an Id entity, you could become an Aid entity. But I want Gan Eden. I'm a Ben Olam Haba. Every mitzvah I do, every time I break myself for the Ribbono Shel Olam, I do things I don't want to do, and I'm challenged, and I don't throw in the towel and I say I'm going to do it anyway, or I'm not going to do this. You create an or from an or Olam Haba that penetrates your neshama and gives you a deeper perception in life, a deeper meaning, and a greater simcha. The identity is ours. We have the Bechira, and that's what Bechira is all about. Because every Bechira we're faced with, we have to choose. Am I a Ben or Bas Olam Haza or Olam Haba? Yes, Eila Masa B'nai Yisrael. We're all going through that journey. It's the journey of Golas, as entered in the Eila Masa B'nai Yisrael, the Rosh Yitevis. And it's the journey of our own Shlichus in this world. We can identify with the Yoyir and bring light, or we can identify with the Noivach and just bark for more Gashmis. More emptiness, more unfulfillment. The choice is ours. This is man. Where there's a lot of mesiras nefesh. There's a lot of korbanos. Yiddish Kabbarnas. We have to sacrifice too. remarked to someone just the other day, very interesting that Mizbeach, which means altar, it's called English altar. Altar also means something else. It means to change, to alter. Because every change involves a sacrifice. It's a very big challenge. And it's difficult. And we're happy with habit. And don't rock the boat. But if you want to have chayim, you want to have life, life only comes with change. Breaking yourself for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's our only hope. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Sivro al Hashem Eloikov. We say it in Havalukas. Sivro al Hashem Eloikov. Sivro means a person's hope. Is al Hashem Eloikov. That's our only hope. Al Tikrei Sivro al Hashivroi. The Zohar says, like the Gemara says many times, Al Tikrei, change it from the sin to the shin. Shivro! Break yourself, Masha. Break yourself. Make a change. Not a major change. A little minute change. It's a sacrifice. That's the only hope. The Shivro is the Sivro. That's where Chaim is. That's where life is. That's the Zechus. That's going to carry us through the journey. This incredible journey in Olam Hazeh. When we realize we're a Ben Olam Haba. Maybe it's the Zechus for Chal Yisrael. For us. For the camp. We need all the Zechusim we could gather together. Maybe make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. And say, maybe I could identify a little bit more with the right things, with my essence. Everything else is foreign. That's the alien part. Everything of Yiddishkeit and Torah, that's me. That's my essence. Why would I want to drift away from my own essence? It's not me. We should find ourselves deeper. Deeper connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you'll see the Siyata Dishmaya that will shower itself down upon us. Because to make changes, you need Siyata Dishmaya. It's almost impossible. But Hashem says, I will carry you. I will take you. I will give you the legs, the raglayim. I'm they saw you raglayinu b'sharaya Yerushalayim. Mishtaka Zoicha. Have those raglayim of change. To break the hergel of the raglayim. Nizaycha to the Gula Shleima and the Yeshua Fachlaisa. Thank you.